And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. We just heard the band Revolution Bummer with the song Struggling to Resist from their I think it's the Anarchy symbol. So I Anarchy My Country, the 2016 cassette. And before that, we heard the Mac Blackout Band with the song Red from the City Lights EP that came out in 2015, from Chicago. So I started at Maximum Rock and Roll in November. I was under the impression it was November 2016, but it was actually November 2015. So I was planning on doing like a 5-year retrospective, but I guess it's actually been 6 years. But I kind of think that last year didn't count. So let's call it 5 years and a bonus lost year. So for that, today I want to listen to some of the best things that I've gotten to experience from my time at Maximum Rock and Roll. And I want to keep it going with by far one of the greatest bands I've heard here at Maximum Rock and Roll. This is the band The 39 Steps with the song Tear Powered Flying Machine.
Yeah.
That was the band Post Boredom with the song Plain White Brad from their Casual Friday cassette that came out in 2016 on Conditions Records. Before that, we had the band Livin' Thing with the song Rubber Spine from their 2016 cassette It's a Livin' Thing on Rat King Records. And I think the band and the label is from Champaign, Illinois. And before that, we had the band Rare Form with the song Rare Form from the album Rare Form, the cassette that came out in 2016. They're from Philly. And then before that, we had an incredible hardcore band, the band Dying For It, with the song Don't Buy the Lies off their Born to Deny 10-inch that came out in 2018 on Safe Inside Records. I was under the impression that band was from Sacramento or from Oakland, but looking them up, apparently they're from Portland and Los Angeles. So maybe the reason I thought they were from the Bay Area was because that's like halfway between, so they play there a lot. I know that I've seen them at Gilman many times, and I've seen them in Oakland many times, so I think that's why I assume they were from the Bay. But wow, if they're covering that much ground, good for them. And they're fantastic too. If you ever get a chance to see them, I definitely recommend it. And then before that, we had top five, maybe top three, maybe top one greatest albums I've gotten to hear at my time at Maximum Rock and Roll. It was the band The 39 Steps from Mexico City with the song Tear Powered Flying Machine from the A Fake Smile is the Devil's Playground cassette that came out in 2015. But apparently the story is that that band existed in the early 2000s, and that's when they made that record. And either it didn't come out or it didn't come out and do anything. And then in 2015, all the band members were in other bands, and they found it and decided to re-release it, and that's where we got our hands on it at Maximum Rock and Roll. And I did an episode of this show maybe 2015, 2016, where I played the whole thing in its entirety. So if you do want to hear the whole thing, I think if you just go to the Maximum Rock and Roll website and look up The 39 Steps, you should be able to find it there, because overall, that tape is incredible and a really, really important tape for me for the past 5 years. And I'm very grateful that I've got the opportunity to hear it. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. We're going to keep it going with one of the most aggressive bands from Paris I've ever heard. They're called PMS, and this is the song PMS. We'll be right back. That was the band Ancient Filth from Boston with the song Who Do You Trust, which actually came out on the MRR issue 400 Shitworker comp. So that was a really cool cassette that we did back, 2016, 2017? With just a variety of different bands that different shitworkers at Maximum Rock and Roll were on. And that one, and that song definitely stood out. And before that, we had the band Cracked with the song Reinforcement from their demo 2017 cassette. I'm not sure where Cracked is from. I know the cover is of a, I think they just said Southern California, and on the cover it's like a cartoon dog punching something. And on his sweater is the letters OC, so I'm guessing they're from Orange County. I'm not sure, but I actually still have that pin on my jacket. And then before that, we had the band Coordinated Suicides with the song Spiders from the Life is Beautiful cassette that came out in 2015. They're from Madison, Wisconsin. And then starting that off, we had the band PMS with the song PMS from their demo tape that came out in 2016. It's a cool tape. The cassette itself is red, and it came with a little tampon string coming out of the bottom of it, so I thought that was a cool aesthetic that they stuck with. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay, and we're celebrating my 5-6 year anniversary, I guess, with some of the best music that I've gotten to experience at my time here at the magazine, and it's been a lot of fun pulling out the old cassettes that I've had to remember this last chunk of my life. So let's keep it going with by far the hardest working American punk band right now, the band Period Bomb. This is the song Get Off Me, Sweaty Boy.
Take you under, take you under, take you under. Get off of me, sweaty boy. Why, when you know what's on your mind.
We'll be right back.
That was the band Tonawandas from Cleveland with the song Come Live in My Cave from their self-titled 2016 cassette. Super weird and creative band. I really, really like them. And before that, we had the band Peeling with the song Rattlesnake from the 7 Years of Blood EP that came out in 2017 on Buzz Records. And they're from Toronto. Before that, we had the band. They're called Who in the Fucks. The song was called Ruben's Batteries from the Porous cassette that came out in 2015. And the funny story about that is I reviewed that demo tape, and that was the first review that I did where I got, I wouldn't even call it backlash, I guess, but I gave it a not positive review. They had referred to themselves as dumpster surf, and I said that it was landfill surf, as in it sounds like most every other kind of surfy garage punk band. So if you like that music, you'll enjoy it. If you don't, you can just put it in the landfill with everything else that it sounds like. So yeah, that was a little harsh, but I wasn't saying it was bad. I was just saying I've heard this before. So shout out to Who in the Fucks for being good at what they do. And shout out to all the other bands that do what they do for being good at what they do. Before that, we had the band Utah Jazz with the song Ivory Wave from their Ivory Wave cassette that came out in 2015, and they're from Buffalo. And then we started that off with the band Period Bomb, the song Get Off Me Sweaty Boy from the Ovary Acting EP on Crasslips Records. Crasslips is their record label. Period Bomb is from Miami, but I understand they've been spending a lot more time in Baltimore, and the city of Baltimore has really embraced them. And I think there's like a Baltimore chapter of Period Bomb now. So shout out to Baltimore, and thank you, Baltimore, for being so cool and welcoming to Period Bomb, because they're incredible. And it's really cool to know that the Baltimore scene is appreciative of a band like that. So let's keep it going with another one of the most incredible records that I've gotten to come across here at my time at Maximum Rock and Roll. Let's keep it going with the band Pink Flag. This is the song 1108.
Against me, and you see what you're doing. Give me clever, I'll drown alone inside.
That was Trash Knife. Love that band. And I love the TK cassette that came out in 2017. That was the song Struggle Town Freakout that came out on that one. They're from Philly. And before that, we had the band Double Skeleton with the song The Plea from their demo cassette that came out in 2016. And they're from San Francisco. Before that, we had the band Spells with the song Stark Ideas from the split cassette that they did with the band Hooper in 2016 on Snappy Little Numbers Records. They're from Denver. That split was great. The band Spells and the band Hooper are fantastic, and they really complemented each other well. So if you get a chance to get your hands on that split, it's definitely worth it. And before that, we had the band Shut Ups from San Francisco with the song Bad Life LA from EP2, the cassette that came out in 2016. And when I knew them, they were a two-piece, just a guitar player and a drummer. I'm not sure if they still are. I think they might still be, but they're on like LP7 or something like that now. They've been working really hard, and they're on Kill Rock Stars now. So good for them, and congratulations to them for killing it all these years. And then we started that off with the band Pink Flag with the song 1108 from the Gift of Knives cassette that came out in 2015, and they're from North Carolina. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. You're listening to us at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send us, you can send us 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD or cassette to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. If you'd like to make a donation, you can do so at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. You can yell at us on Twitter at MRR Radio, and you can subscribe and rate us wherever you find your podcasts. So thank you once again for being here with me while I go over what I've gotten to experience, especially in the first couple of years, my time here at Maximum Rock and Roll. I want to take it home with the band that was on the cover of the issue that was the first issue that I was a part of, a band called Mercenarios from Brazil. They had re-released their demo from 1983. And there's a really cool interview with them in the magazine. If you manage to get your hands on the November 2015 issue, it's definitely worth it. It's a great read. This is Mercenarios with the song Mercenarios.